Psalm 105 and verse 1. Psalm 105 verse 1. I've got a question for you. When's the last time you thanked somebody? When's the last time you thanked somebody? Maybe somebody did something for you. Maybe somebody threw a mint at your forehead as you were coming up the stairwell tonight. I think I actually hit Miss Deborah. I don't know. I was trying to hit a bunch of people as they were coming up the stairs. But, you know, whatever it may be, when's the last time you were actually thankful? The Bible says in everything give what?
Thanks.
In everything. You say, well, it's a bad thing. In everything give thanks. Well, the food was disgusting. In everything give thanks. Well, my sister cooked it and it burned. In everything, give thanks. Well, my brother cooked it, and it didn't even, I mean, it was just disgusting. Look, in everything, give thanks. Now, I'm going to teach you this evening on how to be thankful. How to be thankful. So be sure if you're taking notes, how to be thankful. The Bible says in Psalm 105, verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the what?
Lord.
Oh, give thanks unto the what?
Lord.
We're supposed to give thanks unto the Lord. And how many things? Remember, I just told you, all things. And everything we're supposed to be thankful. So the Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. We're supposed to be thankful. We're supposed to be thankful. So we're going to learn tonight on how to be thankful. Father, I pray that you bless the preaching time. Help the teenagers to listen. Help them not to look up here and just see a youth pastor or just see Brother Jonathan. But Father, I pray that you help them to listen to the preaching tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. How to be thankful. Number one, make known his deeds among the people. Verse 1 says, make known his deeds among the people. It's amazing how the more you talk about God, the more thankful you become. The more you talk about God, the more thankful you become. When's the last time you went up to somebody else and actually just talked about the goodness of God? The goodness of God. You say, Brother Jonathan, I'm having trouble being thankful. How can I be more grateful? How can I be more thankful? Well, it's easy. Number one, make known his deeds. Make known his deeds. Basically, you just walk around talking about the goodness of God. Talking about how great God is. Somebody says, ain't God good? And you say, all the time. Somebody looks at you and says, all the time, you say, God is good. Why? Just God is good. God is good. When's the last time you talked about how good God's been in your life? How good God's been in your life. I think the trouble with a lot of young people and the trouble with a lot of teenagers these days is their conversation stinks. Their conversation stinks. You complain about this. You complain about that. The line at Walmart was too long. They took my parking spot. The buggy I got at Walmart was bobbling all the way down. I mean, how many of you got that? Every time I go to Walmart, I get a bad buggy. Am I the only one? Seems like every time I go to Walmart, a wheel's flat. Boom, boom, boom. One time, the front wheels, they weren't even turning. So what did I do? I just picked the buggy up like this, and I ran it on two wheels through the entire Walmart. Why? Because no matter what buggy I picked, no matter what car I picked, every one of them had problems. Every one of them had issues. Every one of them had issues. But guess what? I didn't have to carry the groceries. I had a cart. You see, if you just look at life and all you look at are the problems, then you will be an ingrate. If all you do is go through life and you look at the situations and you look at the troubles and you look at the troubles and you look at the trials and all you do is go through life and you look at the problems, guess what? You'll never be grateful. You'll never be thankful. How in the world can I start being thankful, Brother Jonathan? Easy. Number one, recognize and tell everybody about the good deeds of Christ. You just start talking about God. You just start telling people how great God is. I wonder if I were to walk up to you right now and ask you what God did to be a blessing in your life today, what would you say? He let me wake up. When I woke up, I still had my covers on. Why? Because my air worked. I didn't wake up in a sweat. I had air conditioning. I woke up and I was able to flip a light switch on, and guess what? The bulb came on. You say, what is that? Being thankful. Being thankful, the goodness of God. We can afford our electric bill. Praise God. We can afford our internet bill. Praise God. We can afford our insurance. Praise God. We can afford, we have one vehicle, we don't even owe anything on it. It's ours. I have the title to that car. It's amazing. God is good. God is good. I wonder, you ready? What has God done in your life that you're thankful for?
He gave me a house.
He gave you a house. You don't have to live in the street. You don't have to live in the street. You know what? That's something you can be thankful for, and you don't have to walk around with a smile. You don't have to walk around with a frown on your face. It's easy to walk around and look at the problems. The people in Louisiana, they lost everything. But I start looking at pictures of them, and they're laughing, and they're smiling, and they're enjoying fellowship with each other, and they're having a great time fellowshipping with each other. And you say, but they've lost everything. They've lost their house. They've lost their vehicles. How can they be happy? I'll tell you how they can still be happy, because no matter what problems come in your life, God is still good, and God is still great, and God is still awesome, and God is still amazing. How can I be thankful, Brother Jonathan? Easy. Tell people what God has done. Number two, how can I be thankful? Look at verse 2. Say the first three words really loud. Sing unto him. Say it again. Sing unto him. Say it again. Sing unto him. How can I learn to be thankful? Sing unto him. Not sing Disney movies, but sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Look at the rest of the verse. Talk ye again. Here it goes. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. God is teaching you how to be thankful. How can I give thanks to God? How can I be thankful? You just talk of the goodness of God, and then you sing to him. You just sing unto him. You just let her fly. It's like Addie when she was on the bus and we were giving testimony time. She said, I'm going to start singing and not just mouthing the words. You say, what is that? That's called singing unto him. Singing unto him. Listen, I've been to some churches, and they'll have 50 teenagers or 50 people in the church, and when they get up to sing the songs, it's like nobody's singing. You can hear a pin drop. I mean, it was bad. They weren't even singing. You know what I'm thankful for about our teenagers? You sing. You sing. You say, Brother Jonathan, how can I learn to have a thankful spirit? Number one, you tell of the goodness of God. Number two, you sing unto him. Number three, look down in verse 3. Verse 3, the Bible says, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. How can I learn to have a thankful spirit? You ready? You glory in Christ. You glory in Christ. Let me ask you a question. What makes you happy? Is it a video? Is it an app? Is it a device? Is it a phone? I'll tell you what, you should be glorying in Christ. That's what should make you happy. That's what should please you. That's what should satisfy you. It's Jesus Christ. You say, I will glory in the cross. Glory to his name. Hey, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to glory in Jesus Christ. Hey, you just dwell on the fact that God is good. You just dwell on the fact that no matter what happens in your life, you still get to go to heaven. You don't have to die and burn forever in hell. Hey, how can I have a grateful spirit, Brother Jonathan? Glory in Christ. Glory in Christ. Number next. Let's keep on reading. How can I be thankful? Number four, say the first three words. Seek the Lord. Louder. Seek the Lord. Louder. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. How can I learn to have a thankful spirit? You seek God. You seek God. So many people these days, they are looking for satisfaction in the wrong place. Brother Jonathan, I just don't understand. How can I have the peace of God? How can I walk around and actually, I don't have the burden anymore? How can that happen? Well, you got to be thankful. Well, how do I be thankful? You seek the Lord. You seek the Lord. That means when you read your Bible, you don't just read through it to say, I read my Bible. That means when you read your Bible, you dig into that thing. You pull something out of it. You pray and say, God, please speak to my heart. Please challenge me. I tell you what, when you start doing that and you seek the Lord, you become thankful. I sit there and I read my Bible, and it's just amazing how humbling you become when you read your Bible. Why? You become thankful. You become thankful. We need thankful teenagers. Last one. Look down at the next verse. How can I be thankful? The Bible says in verse 5, it's good. You ready? Remember His what? Marvelous works. Remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. Brother Jonathan, how can I get that peace of God in my heart? How can I learn to be thankful? You ready? You remember the wondrous works of Christ. Remember the wondrous works of Christ. You know the song, Count Your Blessings, name them what? One by one. And it will what? Surprise you what the Lord has done. When's the last time? You know, I challenged you over the activity the other night. I said, go home and write down blessings in your life. Write down the blessings in your life. See, Brother Jonathan, you just don't understand what's going on in my life. I may not understand everything that's going on in your life, but I do know this. God's been good to you. God's been good to you. Well, I just don't see it. It's because you haven't taken these steps in order to learn how to be thankful. Are you really seeking God's face? Are you really telling others of the deeds of God? Are you singing unto him? Are you glorying in his name? And lastly, are you remembering all the works he's done in your life? I want you right now to think back to the last time God spoke to your heart when you read your Bible. I want you to think back to the last time God spoke to your heart during the preaching. I want you to think back to the last time you filled out a decision card because God was just doing something so overwhelming in your life, you just couldn't help it. You wanted to fill it out. You wanted to write it down. When's the last time you felt so close to God that you just walked around and it was like you were glowing? Can I tell you where we lose it? When we stop being thankful. When we stop being thankful. It's easy to walk around and criticize somebody. It's hard to walk around to a person you don't like and thank them for existing. And I don't mean sarcastically. You know what? I'm just so thankful you're alive. I don't mean like that. I mean, you're actually thankful for their friendship. You actually thank them for sitting beside you. You know, not everybody has to sit beside you. And you could go up to somebody and go, hey, can you sit by me? And they're like, sure. You could say, well, thanks. Just the little things, being thankful. Being thankful. Being thankful. Never lose it to where you're so stuck on self. You ready? You're so stuck on self that God never speaks to you. You're so stuck on you that when the preacher preaches, and by the way, I'm preaching the Bible. You're not supposed to be looking up here thinking, oh, it's just my youth pastor, it's just Brother Jonathan. No, I'm preaching the Bible. How do I give thanks? How do I be thankful? Remember all the marvelous works of God. Remember all the marvelous works of God. Can you think back to the time you led somebody to Christ? Wasn't it wonderful? Wasn't it marvelous? Can you think back to the time when God answered a prayer in your life? Wasn't it marvelous? You remember at the youth banquet, I printed out all those pictures. Why did I do that? I wanted you teenagers to remember. Because I have a feeling sometimes you teenagers get in a rut, and all you think about is, oh, Brother Jonathan this, and Brother Jonathan that, and Miss Heather this, Miss Heather that, and the rules here, and rules that, and school starting, and all this kind of stuff. No, what did I do? I wanted you to remember how good God has been to you. Amen. Brother Jonathan, how do I be thankful? How do I be thankful? Number one, make known his deeds. Number two, sing unto him. Number three, glory in his name. Number four, seek the Lord. Number five, remember his marvelous works. If you're having trouble with pride, if you follow these five things, I promise you, it'll change your life. If you're having trouble being thankful, I promise you, if you follow these five things, it'll change your life. How to be thankful.